I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have 30 degrees. It's snowing in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. Hundreds of parents swarmed Granger Elementary School this afternoon after a false alarm. There was a scare about gunshots fired in the school building, but turns out it was just a science experiment in one of the classrooms. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with details from West Valley.
Police responded in droves after the 911 call from a teacher inside the school, and even after no threat was found, they kept searching the building, according to the school district. Parents were told to pick up their kids first from one spot and then another, and many arrived here outside of the school just in tears. Some parents told me it was very scary, but they felt better once they had their kids and they were able to go home.
The Granite School District says they're glad the teacher called 911, even though it ended up that there was no danger. Class is back in session today at the University of Idaho, but many students have chosen to stay home while they wait for police to solve the murders there.
Police in Moscow, Idaho, don't have a suspect at last word, a motive, or a murder weapon. That has some students choosing not to return to campus, and the University of Idaho says that's okay. Its president saying until a suspect is caught, students can learn remotely. The campus is quiet. Jason Bacomb decided to return.
I'm not a good online learner, so if I feel safe on campus, then I should come back.
Police are renewing their calls for help from the public. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A pilot is just fine today after his plane crashed in the mountains of Weber County yesterday. Brian Brendel from Mountain Green Fire says the small plane crashed yesterday afternoon. Then the pilot walked 2 hours to find cell service.
Our guys had gone up Cottonwood Canyon Road and said, we're going to just keep blowing sirens and air horns and see if he can hear us, because they had him on the phone, and yeah, there he was. So it was great. It was a very, very nice ending to a potentially bad situation.
Firefighters say the plane was in one piece, and the pilot only had some bumps and bruises. An Orem man has admitted he was responsible for the deaths of two students at BYU. 21-year-old Cesar Castellon Flores is accused of driving nearly 80 miles an hour on a city street last month and plowing into the students. Haley York of Lehigh, Ashlyn Hansen from Texas were killed. Flores will be sentenced come January. The state of Utah plans to appeal a ruling that overturned a death sentence case dating back to 1985.
A judge last week ruled Douglas Carter's convictions should be vacated because there was evidence of prosecutorial and police misconduct. Carter was sentenced to die in the murder of Eva Olson, but on appeal argued police coerced him into confessing to the murder. He also claimed a key witness in the case was threatened his wife would be deported unless he testified and received rental assistance and other monetary gifts. That witness later admitted to lying on the stand. The filing today opens the door for the state attorney general's office to formally appeal. They did not offer any hints as to what arguments they will make. In the meantime, Carter remains at the Utah State Prison. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:33. Some sloppy security might have played a part in a deadly Michigan school shooting. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, former school officials say a major preventative measure was missed in last year's deadly shooting. Former Treasurer Corey Bailey says an official Homeland Security threat assessment from 2011 was never fully implemented.
It is a detailed playbook to train teams to identify and prevent school threats.
It lays out markers for alarm. They include a troubled student's grades, depression, violent writings and drawings, and teacher reports. The gunman in the deadly mass shooting in a Buffalo supermarket has pleaded guilty to all state charges. The charges include a hate crimes charge, which carries a mandatory life sentence. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn calls it history-making.
No individual in the history of the state of New York has been found guilty of that domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate.
Authorities say then 18-year-old Peyton Genderon targeted the supermarket because it was in one of the most predominantly black neighborhoods. He shot and killed 10 people and wounded three others. Ukrainian President Zelensky is warning that Russia is gearing up for a fresh round of attacks. ABC's Inez de la Quatera is on the ground in Kyiv.
Millions without power, without heat, and without water. A really dire situation here. So the big concern is whether this could lead to mass evacuation.
Most of the fighting right now is concentrated in the east, but the Russians are also zeroing in on Ukraine's energy grid. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shaleos, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.